Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we're going to be talking about some of the top five medical technologies that I think you're going to see in the next 10 years. So we've got a lot of new medical technologies that are really kind of breaking through, from wearable technologies all the way up through, you know, some new diseases that have been recently cured. So I really want to kind of talk about top five technologies that I think are really going to take off here in the next 10 years, in this next decade. So why don't we go ahead and get started and get them in with our list. First on our list is telemedicine. So you're already starting to see a lot of telemedicine. And essentially what telemedicine is, it's the ability for you to log in to your healthcare provider via either your laptop or your smartphone. And what we're seeing a lot now is people using their smartphone to connect with their doctors. And you can do all sorts of things, from letting your physician, you know, talk to them about, you know, how things are going, talk to your physician about, you know, some diagnoses that you might want to do, for example, things like pink eye or those types of things. So I really do feel that telemedicine is really going to be a technology that is going to really expand in the next 10 years. Like I said, it's already here today, but I think, you know, a lot of people are apt to not necessarily use it because they like that more personal feel of being there with your doctor. And it's great to be able to be there with your doctor, but in rural areas and in remote areas, it's definitely more difficult to be there with your doctor. And by using telemedicine, it allows you to get those checkups, it allows you to get follow-up visits, and allows you to correspond with your doctor in a much more personal way than just sending an email. You can ask follow-up questions, obviously. So telemedicine, I think, is really going to be one of those things that we see an explosion of in the next 10 years. Now, pairing up telemedicine, the number two on our list is something that I'm going to just call connected devices. And really all of this is, it's the ability to have monitoring equipment that connects to the internet and provides information and data to your healthcare provider. So this could be things like heart monitors. So if you're wearing a heart monitor, it connects to a cellular network and then transmits data to your doctor to check for heart arrhythmia. It could be things like as simple as a blood pressure cuff that goes on your arm, connects, and then sends that data to your healthcare provider. It could potentially be cameras that you can insert into your mouth so that, you know, you can have your healthcare provider check your ear, nose, or throat. So I really think that the pairing of these connected medical devices with telemedicine will drive the industry towards less having to go to an emergency room or to a doctor's office, and more towards being able to work with your healthcare provider remotely. Number three on our list is artificial intelligence. Now, you might be thinking, you know, why is artificial intelligence on a list about medical technologies? Well, it's how the artificial intelligence is being applied. And in this scenario, what we'll see around artificial intelligence is the ability for artificial intelligence to look at lab images or look at test results and help diagnose potential problems for people. So to give you sort of a concrete example of this, Google recently taught an artificial intelligent computer to read breast cancer images, and they could better detect breast cancer than a human. And the way that this technology sort of works is you take a large data set and you teach the artificially intelligent algorithm what cancer looks like and what to look for, the markers to look for when you're diagnosing somebody with cancer. Of course, the sooner that you can recognize the cancer, the faster you can treat it and with better results. Of course, this is just one example of using artificial intelligence for testing people with various lab results. But the other thing that we could also do, too, is it would speed up being able to read lab results. So instead of taking days, we could maybe do this in a few minutes, therefore allowing people to, you know the results of their tests. Using artificial intelligence in this way is still very new. But again, I think in the next 5 to 10 years, I think you're going to see this technology explode. And for a number of reasons, you know, it's going to give us better results. It's going to allow us to do things more quickly, and potentially it will help drive down costs. Number four on our list is something called CRISPR. Now, CRISPR stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. Say that five times fast. But it's also, again, just known as CRISPR. And essentially what CRISPR is it's a way for scientists to do gene editing. By the end of 2014, there were some 1,000 research papers that had been published that mentioned the word CRISPR. The technology has all sorts of different applications. Some are to genetically modify yeast to make biofuels. Others are to genetically modify mosquitoes so that they can't carry malaria. In July 2019, doctors in Tennessee used CRISPR to experimentally treat a patient with a genetic disorder. The patient was a 34-year-old woman with sickle cell anemia. CRISPR really is one of the holy grails, I think, of technology, where we could genetically modify either animals or plants or people to help solve some of humanity's greatest maladies. I think this technology in the next 10 years will be significant, but I think within the next 20 years could create a revolution in medicine. Number five on our list is 3D printing of organs, or also known as organ printing. Now, this technology is pretty much just what it sounds like. You use a medical device to essentially print various organs for people in the case that they would need an organ transplant. 3D printing for producing a cellular construct was first introduced in 2003 by Thomas Boland of Clemson University. If we fast forward just 10 years, the company Orgavino produced a human liver using 3D bioprinting. Though it was not suitable for transplant into a human, it has primarily been used as a medium for drug testing. In 2018, just 5 years later, doctors from Belfast transplanted a 3D-printed kidney replica. It's not hard to imagine that if your doctor determines that you would need a new organ, that you could go in, they would 3D print you a new one, and then replace it, all within the matter of just a few days. Of course, this is drastically different than what we have today, which is just organ donors. And with the organ donor system, there's obviously never enough organs to go to everyone who needs one, and then oftentimes patients have to take drugs to keep their bodies from rejecting the organs for the rest of their lives. So with this 3D printing technology, patients would get an organ that's genetically matched just for them, allowing them to not have to take anti-rejection drugs and to have an organ that's going to be available to them right when they would need it. A lot of these technologies were simply science fiction 20 years ago. Now we're on the verge of seeing them come to fruition with the promise of helping humanity and people live better lives. As always, everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst.